All right, over to China now, which has built more than 20 mass quarantine centers for non-critical coronavirus patients in Wuhan. That is the city at the epicenter of the outbreak. Wuhan's new Communist Party chief has vowed to find every remaining virus patient and put them in quarantine. NPR's Emily Fang reports from Beijing.
China calls the quarantine centers Fangcang Yuan, or cabin hospital. They're modeled after military-style barrack housing, and they're not glamorous. Rows of beds in repurposed stadiums and exhibition centers, staffed by a handful of nurses and doctors. But for many of those now quarantined in these centers, such as Wuhan resident Sun Dexiu, getting any sort of medical care is a welcome change. I reached him and the others in the story by phone.
I think it's pretty nice here. There are doctors. It's better than being isolated in a hotel.
Sun's family is separated into various tiers of healthcare. His elderly parents and wife who have the virus are recovering in a hospital. His young children are in separate isolation wards.
There are TVs here, but no one watches them. I spend all my time video chatting or calling my family because they're all across the city.
NPR has reported on how hospitals in Wuhan have been so overloaded they've had to turn away non-coronavirus cases, no matter how severe. So Wuhan's solution was to requisition any large public space for quarantine centers, where people with lighter symptoms can be separated from the rest of the population. Residents say it's not ideal, but they've accepted their fate.
I'm not bored because I have to do my online courses now that school is canceled.
Peng Xingye is one of them. He's a senior in high school. He spends about 10 hours a day listening to live streams from his teachers, elderly patients in his makeshift treatment center, especially the women, sing karaoke and dance.
Everyone's caring about each other. We chat with each other.
New cases of the virus across China have dramatically dropped over the last 2 weeks, and recovery rates are climbing. But critics of China's mass quarantine method say they risk cross-contamination between healthy and infected patients.
I was not confident at all about the place because I was put with people who also had not been screened.
When Wei Wei developed a fever, he was told to go to a mass quarantine center. He was assigned to a room with three other people while he waited for screening results. The next day, one of them tested positive for the virus.
I think it's still a governance and resource issue. There are just too many people and not enough medical staff to care for them all.
But Wei was lucky. He left quarantine after 18 days because his symptoms disappeared. But such mix-ups, putting healthy and infected people together, might happen again. Wuhan's freshly minted party chief is ordering one last all-out push to identify all new virus cases. Officials have gone door-to-door, checking up on anyone who reported symptoms or had close contact. Anyone suspected with the virus must be put in quarantine or medical observation.
From my point of view, it's quite dangerous because that's increased the chance of, course, infection.
Lin Yang is an epidemiologist at Hong Kong University and currently based in Wuhan, where she's been tracking the outbreak.
There's a lot of other viruses, right? It's a peak season for flu. You mix every, you know, different things together, and there's some suspected cases could be the confirmed cases later. But before that, nobody knows, and you kind of mix them up.
But because entire families have been infected by the new coronavirus, some are forced to make tough choices even after quarantine. 26-year-old screenplay writer Wu Shangzhe is staying in a quarantine center now. She's almost recovered, but decided to move to a hospital for more severe coronavirus cases because nurses recommended she care for her critically infected grandmother there.
I haven't told my father yet. He didn't want me to go to the hospital, but I have to take care of my grandma.
Wu says she feels scared to go to the hospital and conflicted because there is no right choice. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.